Charging in cold weather. Low ambient. Why superheat and subcooling charging get unreliable in cold weather? What your real options are? Weigh in. Manufacturer. Low ambient procedures. Charging in heat on a heat pump. And the gotchas of low outdoor temps. From the launch, my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. When it's cold outside, the normal charging methods stop being trustworthy. Charging by superheat or subcooling assumes the system is running under enough load and high enough head pressure to give meaningful readings. In cold ambient, the indoor load is low, head pressure sags, and the numbers wander. So you need a different plan. Weigh it in. Follow the manufacturer's low ambient procedure, or, on a heat pump, charge in heating mode per the maker's chart. This comes up constantly in shoulder seasons and on emergency calls where you can't wait for a warm day. How it works. Refrigerant charge methods rely on stable, representative operating conditions. Cold outdoor air drops the condensing pressure, which drops head pressure. Low indoor load drops how hard the evaporator works. With both ends running soft, subcooling and superheat readings don't reflect a true running condition. You can chase a target that means nothing and end up badly over or undercharged once warm weather returns and the system actually loads up. Manufacturers know this, which is why most charging charts have a minimum outdoor temperature, commonly around 65 degrees, below which they tell you not to charge by superheat / subcooling. Below that line, weight is the only honest measure, because a scale doesn't depend on operating conditions at all. In the field, your options. Best first. Weigh it in. If you're doing a new install or you've recovered and evacuated the system, this is the answer regardless of temperature. Use factory charge plus line set adjustment. See the weigh-in article. A scale doesn't care that it's 30 degrees out. Follow the manufacturer's low ambient charging procedure. Some makers publish a method for charging in cold conditions, often involving temporarily blocking part of the condenser coil to artificially raise head pressure to a target, then charging to subcooling at that simulated condition. Do it by their numbers, not by feel, and remove the blocking when done. On a heat pump, charge in heating mode. If the manufacturer provides a heating mode charging chart and conditions suit it, in heating, the outdoor coil is the evaporator and the indoor coil is the condenser. So cold outdoor air is actually the load that can give usable readings when cooling mode charging can't. Follow the heat mode chart exactly. If you can't do any of the above accurately, document it and come back. Set an approximate charge, note it, and return on a warmer day to verify by superheat / subcooling. Better an honest verify when warm than a confidently wrong charge. Normal values and targets. Manufacturer minimum for superheat / subcooling charging, commonly about 65 degrees outdoor. Below that, weigh in or use the low ambient procedure. Weigh in target. Factory charge plus or minus line set allowance per foot figure depends on liquid line size, temperature independent. Low ambient condenser blocking, when specified, block to reach the manufacturer's target head pressure / condensing temperature, charge to their subcooling spec at that condition, then unblock. Use their numbers. Heat mode charging, per the heat pump's heating charging chart only. There's no universal heat mode superheat / subcooling number. Common faults and what they mean. System charged fine in winter, floods or runs high head in summer. Classic cold weather mischarge. The cold ambient readings lied. It was over or undercharged for real conditions. Re-verify by weight or in warm conditions. Can't build head pressure to charge by subcooling. That's the cold ambient itself. That's why you weigh in or block the condenser per the procedure instead. Heat pump short on capacity in heating after a winter charge. Verify against the heating charging chart. A poor cold weather cooling mode charge attempt may have left it off. Tech tips and gotchas. Don't trust subcooling / superheat below the manufacturer's minimum temperature. This is the big one. A subcooling number taken at 40 degrees outdoor does not mean what it means at 85 degrees. People overcharge systems in the winter chasing a subcooling target and create a summer floodback. Weigh in is your friend in winter. Anytime the system is empty / evacuated, sidestep the whole problem and charge by weight. It's the most accurate method anyway. Condenser blocking is a manufacturer-specific procedure, not a free-for-all. Only do it if their literature calls for it, only to their target head pressure, and remove the blocking afterward. Blocking too much spikes head pressure dangerously. Low ambient lockouts and controls. The equipment may have low ambient controls, head pressure control, crankcase heaters that affect how it runs in cold. Make sure those are doing their job. Don't mistake their behavior for a charge problem. Stabilization takes longer in the cold, and readings are jumpier. If you must read, give it extra time and treat the result as approximate. Safety / code notes. Condenser blocking raises head pressure on purpose, Watch the high pressure safety and never exceed the manufacturer's target. Proper evacuation before a weigh-in still applies in any weather. Recover per EPA 608. Never vent to start fresh.